Nathan Zagura here with your crystal clear imaging, three signs for success in week number 8 for your Cleveland Browns. Number one, stop Matt Forte. And when I say stop him, I mean keep him out of the end zone. Forte has 5 touchdowns this year for the Jets. They've all come in 2 games. And those are the only 2 games the Jets won. So if you keep Matt Forte out of the end zone, you beat the Jets. Number two, wet your beak in the Ryan Fitzpatrick interception pool. The guy's thrown 11 picks already this year, most in the NFL. The Browns secondary needs to come up with a couple of those on Sunday and finally hit some big plays in the passing game. The Jets are very tough to run on, but they are susceptible to the deep ball, giving up the most completions of over 20 yards in the air this year. And you're going to need to see TP, Terrell Pryor, getting vertical for a big play touchdown against the Jets. If those happen, the Browns will get their first win of the season. Those are your CCI 3 signs for success.
Here we go, Browns! Here we go!
What was it, pleasant surprise for you when Jamar got added to the injury report on Thursday with the groin injury?
Well, anytime anybody misses, whether it's practice or a game, you like to have all your players up and available, and especially your starters. So, yeah, and part of it is, next man's got to be ready to step up and do his job. And, we've played a lot of guys, so it's not like, guys aren't ready to play and they have some experience. So, we'll just keep pushing, and, the guys that are available to play on Sunday will play for us.
You obviously were all happy with how the defense played in Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
What do you need to see on that side of the ball so you don't have another, repeat? You've had, I think, 3 of the last 4 games where the defense gave
mm-hmm.
up nearly 500 yards.
Yeah, total. He's probably the second person not happy. I was the first. We have to just settle down and play defense. I mean, you've seen spurts, but we're not very consistent right now in playing, good football. And we have to be. It's week 8, and our guys need to now go, I'm an NFL player, and this is what I do, and not be on that roller coaster of up and down. And we're going to keep finding the players that play well, and when they play well, we're going to keep playing them. Doesn't matter who you are, where you came from, and how you got here. If you perform well, you're going to get more and more opportunities to perform. And I was very disappointed in the way we performed down in Cincinnati.
What would you attribute that to? Is that technique? Is it execution? Is it effort? What would you characterize, what's not happening on that side for you?
2 things. One is obviously missed tackles. We had 2 missed tackles on the long run. And then we have to produce more big plays. And as you look around the league, I mean, no matter how you look at it, whether it's ESPN on the red zone or the highlights Saturday night, Sunday night, however they show those highlights, it's always big plays, and meaning big plays for somebody, whether it's a defensive big play or an offensive big play. We just need to settle down and produce more big plays and really just play fundamentally sound football. It's no secret to what you're doing, and nothing's changed for years. It's just basic fundamental football and then producing big plays.
When you mentioned big plays, you're talking sacks, turnovers?
Yes, on our side of the ball, obviously, yes. And sometimes, sometimes it's just, it's a tackle for a loss. It doesn't have to be a turnover touchdown type thing. It's just on the 3rd and 1, a good stop. Just doing your job. And that's what we preach all the time. Just be fundamentally sound and do your job. And just trust that the teammate next to you is just going to do his. And that's where we have to get good at just basic, fundamental football, and the rest will take care of itself.